Rapture Centric Church. I'm trying to find a good song to play. Well, hello, Jerry. Is that you, Jerry? Hello.
I'm almost here. Hold on.
How jolly are you today? Judy here. I love you, Church. I'm trying to find a good worship song where we can just rock out.
We shall behold him. I reloaded it, so hopefully it's not.
Ooh, very nice. Do we have God's Great Dance Floor by Chris Tomlin? I don't think so, no.
I don't think so.
I was just rocking out to that a while back. Let's see. I like this one. Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready to see the King? Is this a good one, Jerry?
I love it.
I turned it off. Is it coming out? It sounds scratchy to me. Is it sounding okay?
It is a little scratchy. I was just looking at my list because I didn't get that on my list. Maybe I didn't check it. I can redo it.
Oh, no problem. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Let's do Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have a scratchy song. We don't want scratchy.
No.
Well, jolly good rapture day. How are you today, everybody? I'm so glad you're here at RCC. This is Judy here. I guess it's Donna, but don't know. When I talk like this, sometimes it makes it seem like not such an ordinary day, if you know what I'm saying. Are you ready for the rapture, Jerry? Are you ready?
Oh, very much. But, of course, I'm hoping to look at it from above.
Oh, yes. The translation. I'm sorry.
We're
getting translated, RCC Church. Have you heard of the translation? We're walking like Enoch walked. And so we're doing that today. And the rapture will be days later. So, yes, thank you for correcting me on that there, Jerry. You know I love you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay. Well, you know, when you're sitting around for 9 months waiting for a rapture, you make up different things to do with your spare time. And one of the things I do is talk in different voices to make it fun and jolly old good time, okay? Anyway,
yes,
thank you. Okay. Yeah, Carol? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wondered if Bob's had an English accent.
Hello, my name is Katya, and I do. I can talk like that too, you know. We're going in the rapture today. Jolly old good time we're going to have.
Jerry, you shouldn't egg me on. You shouldn't do that.
That's awesome.
Well, if God can be three people in one, if God could be three personalities in one, why can't we? I say, everybody, RCC, make three of you. Everyone needs
to
go Ben. If there's three of Ben and three of Carol, three of Deborah, three of Billy, three of Rojo, three of Jerry, three of Tana, and three of Tressy, we will have 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27 people in the chat room. I'm sorry. Okay. The British Bob. Billy liked that.
That's awesome.
Oh, Billy, Ollie, I like the British Bob. You know, when I was climbing the tree, my little Argyle fox got stuck on the branch. I don't know how that happened.
Okay. So welcome, Ben. Welcome, Carol and Deborah and all of our guests and Billy and Rojo and Jerry and Tana and Tressy. And welcome, everybody, on the phone. I will unmute you momentarily. God, the joy of the Lord is my strength, okay? And I'm having a jolly old good time waiting for the Lord. He set my alarm for Sunday the 14th, and I'm beside myself. I am beside myself with joy about this thing he did to my phone. I was so good with today, okay? I was so good with just wait today, but when he had to go and do that, it kind of screwed with me, you know? It messed with my head. And the Lord, he likes to do that. He messes with me. He's like messing. He's like, I know you think it's today, but I'm going to give you another date. So, you know, when the Lord does this to me, like, since he set my alarm the first time, I was barely sleeping, again, like in the early days of the rapture waiting. And Jerry wasn't sleeping either very well because he was fasting and that interfered with his sleeping. So last night was the first really big, deep sleep I had. So I'm feeling all happy today. You know, when you get deep breaths, you can have like seven different, you know, voices come out of you. So no, I'm not possessed by the devil. I'm just having fun, okay, people? I'm having fun. but, you know, a lot of people are so stuffy. They're Christians. They think if you, like, play around and joke around that you have demons. And, yes, I have a demon of comedy. Cast out the comedic demon in me, okay? But, you know, I have a feeling when we see Jesus, the first thing he's going to do, you know, is embrace us. And, well, for me, I just know he's going to, like, make me laugh really hard. I don't know how, but I know he is. I told him if he shows up like a lion with rabbit ears on, I would think that was really funny. And I think he will, you know. He's funny.
He's nice.
Guys, all these people that are so religious that say sarcasm, God is so sarcastic, it's not even funny. God rolled his eyes at me when he was talking to me about people who think that he can only use the Bible. And he rolled his eyes. He said, yeah, it's not in the Bible. I guess I can't do it, huh? He told me that in the very beginning. Like, you know, and so people limit him. The Bible is a beautiful guide. It's the living word of God. It's wonderful. But, I mean, God is just
you can't limit God, okay? Look in the universe. Look up in the sky at night. Is he limited by a book? No, people, he's not limited. So welcome, Lala. Lala's in the chat room. Glad you're here, la, 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 la. Anyway, he's not limited. I'm so flippin' excited. I can barely stand it. When he set my alarm the first time for 2 days, and then he set it on Sunday for 7 more days, personally, I think it's a Methuselah gig where it's 7 days in the ark, and then boom, we go. I believe we get translated this Sunday. I believe it could be today. He's trying to throw us off. See, God is, he's good like that. He's shady. We know when he's coming, okay? You get that promise in the Bible. We know, so we're not, like, surprised. Oh, really? He's coming? So we get that. And I don't know what to say. I'm just so excited, Jerry. You know how excited I am. I don't even know what to do anymore. We had some rockets coming through the atmosphere last night in California. They thought it was some fireballs coming down from the sky. Turns out it was rockets. Jerry did some research on that. So, Jerry, why don't you share with the fine folks what's really going on in the atmosphere?
Well, I didn't get a chance to look at it until just before the show, but I looked at some of these videos about the fireball. There was one last night that mentioned that there had been a fireball on the East Coast and the West Coast at about the same time. And I looked at, but there wasn't any video right away. And then there was one today that showed a picture and some video of it. And as soon as I saw it, I recognized that it was no fireball at all, that in fact it was a rocket. And, you know, there's very specific differences. One is a rocket cannot travel as fast as a fireball. It can travel about one-tenth as quickly. And also, the characteristics of the light in the sky are completely different. And so there was really no question in my mind that it was, in fact, a rocket. Then I was able to look at the more updated video where there were some news reports and other things. And it said there was a news report out of the area over California, over which it flew, which is called Willows, California, in Glen County. And there was a very interesting news report because it was one report that said there was a truck crash which took down a power pole. At the same time, a meteor was spotted in the sky over Willows, California. Several thousand people lost power. Also, several spot fires were caused. And it didn't say by the down power line, it just implied it. Well, if the down power line falls to the ground, basically, unless you're talking about a stone's throw, you're talking about one fire, not several. But anyway, it raised my attention, and later on in the same report it said, at the same time there was a report in Nevada, somebody reported seeing a rocket launch. Somebody else reported to the California Coast Guard that they'd seen 3 rockets launched. Well, there was no question in my mind that what was seen was a rocket. So now there's an independent report, somebody saying there was a rocket launched. And I'm sure it was a rocket, and if it was traveling from east to west, it makes sense it would have come out of Nevada. Then, you know, whatever was left of it would have carried out over into the ocean. The thing is, the power outage really raised my attention because there's a picture of the light in the sky, but at least for the moment, I haven't seen a picture of the accident where supposedly a truck knocked a power line down. So, but what I can tell you is, the guy doing the video says, you know, it's really odd because there's very few pictures and video available of this fireball. Now, he wasn't drawing any conclusions, but I'm telling you it was a rocket. It was not a fireball. And I began to get suspicious when I heard there was a rocket launch out of Nevada and a power outage. I began to wonder if they had maybe done a test of the sensitivity of the power to grid to an electromagnetic pulse device, which they might have launched with a rocket because of the power outage. And it said several thousand. Now, this is a rural area, and it's near a town where the population is about 6,000. So it's a farming area. And So I got suspicious of that, and that's a guess on my part, but I'm sure a rocket was launched. There's an independent report of that. And so I remembered at the same time there was a report of a fireball in over South Carolina last night. So just to backtrack and try to back up my theory, I did a search for power outages in South Carolina last night. And guess what? Here's a story. Ashburn, Georgia. About 2,500 customers are without power in Ashburn and Sycamore, according to Georgia Power. According to the authority, the outage stretches as far north as Dakota. The Turner County Sheriff confirmed a transformer went out at a substation in Ashburn. Calls were not immediately returned from Georgia Power representatives. So, you know, a couple, 2,000 to 3,000 customers lost power, and this would have been at the same time as fireball was sighted or very close to it. So I'm just theorizing that they are testing the power grid against a small, what's called electromagnetic pulse. And, of course, they're not going to tell people that's what they're doing. And they're testing it in these areas. So that's just a guess on my part. But definitely what was seen over California was a rocket.
Hmm. Very sinister, y'all. The evil is moving in. You can feel it. But good find, Jerry. Good catch. And, you know.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for catching that. I'm telling you there's evil in the air, but there's glory in the air, too. And actually, the glorious ones are going in the air. And but it just shows you how close we are to leaving, that darkness is being allowed to come just a step closer. A little
yep.
step closer, but remember the Lord told me, I made a video about it. He said, oh, it's going to get a little darker right before I get here, just a little bit darker. And as if it couldn't be any more darker, I mean, any darker. Now we have rockets, you know, and they're trying to make the public think they're fireballs, you know, meteorites,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. And,
right.
and they're just testing our power grid. Jerry got it. He got it. And a lot of people got that, too. I mean, people aren't stupid, but the majority of people are ignorant. And so, you know, the enlightened ones are leaving. And that's why please leave your notes for all your people, because God gave us, you know, get in the ark here. So just don't waste time. Like, make sure you have your notes. Ben told me, our Benster in the chat room, he said that he left some notes in his Bible just in case somebody, you know, when they're left behind, opens up his Bible. And when he sent me the thing, he was crying because it would really touch his heart if a little note he scratched in a piece of paper, you know, that's going to mean a lot to somebody that's left behind. If they find a Bible and they see a note from Ben telling them it's going to be okay and, you know, loving them and telling them to turn to God. So that's really cool. So you guys, you don't have to, like, leave them. Just be led by the Lord. But, you know, since he told me he did that, I did that because I thought that was a good idea because we had our bases covered with my sister. She's going to be telling the family members. But I didn't think of that, just leaving notes in all of – I have, like, 10 Bibles. Well, actually more than that. I had Bibles in the car. I was collecting different translations at one point. And so
mm-hmm.
I had a whole bunch more. But then when I went through and cleaned the house, I was giving stuff away and I gave Bibles away. But here's the thing. You can just go put little notes in your Bible and just say, hey, if you're left behind and you found this Bible, you know, we're getting nuked, America is. But, hey, in that 3 days of darkness and on the fourth day before that people could read a note, you don't know. People are going to be desperate, so they'll probably open up a Bible, you know. And God told me to keep my house really clean. And so I've been, like, vacuuming all the time. I keep it really clean now since he told me. He gave me this impression that somebody would be at my house when I left. So obviously my sister will be for the 7 days or the 2 weeks max that between that and the worldwide rapture. But, you know, I just kind of felt – and it was really funny because when I said that, other people got a sense that Carol said she's been keeping her house really clean and doing some repairs. And, yeah, so you just do where God's leading you. But, you know, and even – I just think it's a great idea. Leave a little note in your Bible because people are going to be freaking out, you know. Anywho, let's welcome everybody. And while we're here, let's welcome Katie and JoJo. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Katie and JoJo.
Hi.
Hey. What's new in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers?
So much. Where to begin? I had to deal with the cops today with my family. My family called the cops again, trying to always, I mean, my dad basically just wants to come home and trying to be manipulative and stuff, but it's all working out. God's got our back. Like, Joe knows everyone in this whole city, so everyone's like, oh, Joe, we love you. Like, no worries. We got you, man. Like, everyone's so nice because, like, Joe's famous or something. But Joe's like, stop. Like, well, whatever.
Yes. Yes, this is Katie talking. Lala is all excited because Lala loves you, and Lala's in the chat room going, yes, it's Katie. She's been missing you in the chat room. So, yes, this is our one and only Katie talking. Katie. Yep, it's our wonderful Katie. So, yeah, it's her. So be excited. Yeah, so what a glorious thing that, you know, in desperation, when we don't lean on the Lord, sometimes parents, I'm a parent, I include myself in this, when we're not leaning on the Lord for our children, we do desperate things. And Katie's parents are doing some pretty desperate things. But good thing Joe is a good guy, and he sees through all that, and he's just being kind to them anyway, setting some healthy boundaries, you know, and you know, none of the stuff they're doing is working because Katie's in the 100% will of God. So good for you, Katie and Joe, and loving on Katie's parents with you know, sometimes love has to put a firm boot on and say, no more manipulation, you know, and that's good because then we can look at ourselves, right?
Yeah,
it'll be really, yeah, and then they'll find out when you leave who you really were and how famous you are in heaven. What a beautiful daughter you brought into this world, Cynthia, and what's your dad's name? Just in case you're listening. What a beautiful woman of God that you raised and brought into this world. And God took over when your job was done. And look at her now. She is a prophetess to the nations. She has given the messages of the Lord in modern-day vernacular. You're dumb. You're stupid. And it's my favorite YouTubers, Katie. Her messages from the Lord have been more than you're dumb and you're stupid. I just like that the best because it's just so funny. Because it is. It's like if you can't see what's going on, if you don't know that, you know, Michelle, Michael, Obama's wife is a woman and he's the Antichrist president, and if you can't see the chemtrails and you don't believe what's going on, well, you're dumb. And, you know, sorry. The Lord tried to open your eyes. But, yeah, so praise God. And, Katie, they're going to find out who you are. And I think even just I think they are beginning to see it, but, you know, they have to give up control because they love you and they're worried about you, but they have to give up that to the Lord. And what a beautiful thing that's going to be for them. So if you're listening, Cynthia and Tom, we love you. God bless you. And we will see you in the air. Okay? All right. So, Katie, what else is going on over there?
A lot. We have been, we're still hanging out with our friend Diane, and she is the sweetest lady. She got in a really bad car accident, and her husband passed away in the car accident 8 years ago, and been helping her and just trying to keep her in good spirits because she's kind of in a low place right now. And been what we've been doing, like, the majority of the time. But God had us give a lady a ride home today, or a lady walking. We just drove her, like not even a mile down the road, but, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Joe had a cool experience. Tell them about the gas station.
I was in a Clicky Mart buying whatever, and this, you know, atypical biker-looking guy, scary-looking guy. I just looked in his eyes and saw so much love. Started talking with him and saw a cross. And I was like, you know, do you love the Lord? And he just went off, like, so much. And this, I'm nothing without the Lord. And it was just amazing. And people in line were looking at these, like, scumbags, basically, is what they were, like, looking at. But yet we were just talking about the Lord, and I, you know, I was saying, you know, do you think he's coming? He's like, I really do. I really do. And I was like, yeah, it's like Revelation's playing out. And again, this is like some biker guy, which, you know, normally people wouldn't look twice at or just think something wrong about. We just connected so well. It was just, and this has been happening like nonstop.
How about the diner?
Nonstop.
Oh,
encouraging. Tell us more. Tell us about the monster bumper sticker thing. Tell us everything.
So, every time we go out, we're doing something. So we decided to get some gas, went to the gas station. Not in the best neighborhood. Big, like, gangster guy sitting there pumping his gas. But, again, just teddy bear-looking eyes. So I saw a Monster Energy drink sticker on his car, like that 666 written in Hebrew. I was like, mm-hmm. You know what that means? Like, no, like Monster Energy. I was like, yeah, but look, come here. And I showed him, like, in Hebrew, that's 666. He's like, whoa. He's like, I should take that off. And I was like, you love the Lord? He's like, very much so. And I was like, yeah, maybe, you know, it's up to you. But I went inside, you know, paid for my gas. I come outside, and he's scraping the sticker off, tossed it in the garbage, got back in the car that was, like, full of people, started telling them about it. They're, like, pointing at Katie and I. And he's like, okay, time to go. Time to do the next thing. It's one thing. Can't go out without running into someone, the Lord, or interacting. It's like people are coming up to us. It's kind of cool. Like a lot of people are coming up to us, and they don't even know why.
Wow. And Rojo in the chat room said it's Random Acts of Kindness by Joe and Katie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lala, Katie, Lala said to tell Katie hi, and how is she? That's what Lala wanted to say.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. I miss everyone. We actually have service now, so it's been nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, I apologize. I haven't been making videos anymore. Just been so busy up here, so.
Yeah. Lala is asking how your back is. You don't have any back problems, right?
She knows I have back problems.
I don't know. Do you tell her?
Yeah,
I didn't even know you had back.
I do. That's what's funny.
Oh,
how,
she wants to know how your back is feeling.
My back is actually getting better. Thank you, Lala. It's better. Some days I wake up in more pain than others, but I've been good.
Aw, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So when do you guys think the Lord's coming? Do you think it's this week, this month, today? What do you guys think, Joe and Katie? What are the signs God's been giving you?
With all the stuff that he's had us been doing, like talking to so many people, definitely any day. I mean,
cool.
I wish I could this week, you know, because I really feel like it very well could be. But down here, it's really different. We haven't been looking at a clock at all. So, like, our schedule is really, really weird. Like, we'll be up till, like, what, 5 in the morning or, like, 4 just doing random stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Like, we haven't been looking at a clock. So, the whole today thing to us really is, like, today.
Yeah. And so what do the skies look like over there? I'm on the West Coast. I'm the total opposite of you guys. What are your skies looking like? Are they anything like the skies in Alabama, Katie, or what are they like?
The skies were really blue today, but there was, like, you know, chemtrails, of course, like really big ones. But the past week it's just been you can't even see the sun. And what's been really interesting is seen the sun and the moon out at the same time, like, a lot lately, which has been really cool. And, like, we did this one man, and what did we say? We were like, we said, do you notice how weird it was the guy at the mountain. Tell him about that.
A few people are hanging out with in a mountain in Vermont. The sun, the moon and the sun were, like, right next to each other in the sky. So it's like, guys, check this out. What do you think of that? Have you ever seen anything like that? Like, no, that's weird. But just so, you know, quick to dismiss it and be like, yeah, whatever, you know. But it's kind of disheartening when people do that. But one kid we were hanging out with, we had a really long conversation with, actually hung out with him after that. He definitely noticed. He thinks something's up. Like,
wow.
A lot of people do, and people that, you know, neither one of us are judgmental at all. But, I mean, you know, who knows who's who until you go to them, and I've really been shocked at, like, who is who. It's really, it's
mm-hmm.
great. Like, it's not just RCC. The Lord is the most eclectic group of people ever, and it's not like this atypical you know, go to church Sunday, tie and suit thing. It's like realness. It's just realness.
Right.
Real love. It's amazing. It's every day right now is a blessing. It really is, because more people are being saved.
Yeah. I really like what you said, though. I mean, it's nice to not be conditioned by the four-walled church, isn't it? Isn't God just everywhere?
That's one
now,
thing.
Now, Katie.
Noticed.
Yeah, go ahead.
Churches, I just get really weird vibes from the churches, like, to a whole new level. You can really, God's really opened, like, my spiritual eyes, like, way more, right? Like, what, both of ours, like, just so, like, sometimes I feel like I'm in like, a room. Like, it's like everything seems fake around me, almost, like, right? Is that the way to explain it? Yeah. Have you all been feeling that, too?
Oh, yeah. We're in stage 6 rapture symptoms. It's terminal. It's like you're not even in there. It's not even real. We're in a different paradigm shift.
And we can't get out. Your video.
What's that?
Your donkey video. Stage 5.
Yeah, stage 5. And I'm in stage 6. And that's where you just go nuts, okay? I'm just playing. No, actually, God gives power, love, and of a sound mind, guys. We are the people on this earth. If you have the mind of Christ, you have the most sound mind in the midst of all of madness. We are the only people on the earth. We may sound crazy in the things we say because it doesn't fit what you see with your eyes, but we have power, love, and of a sound mind, and we can joke about it. But, you know, we're also rapture-centric, so we got some symptoms going on. Don't you feel like you're about to die, Katie? I do. I feel like my body's going to just collapse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a goner. Now, Katie, I know when you were in Alabama, you were seeing the skies. You were seeing a lot of UFO activity. Do you see that in New York as well, or do the skies look different?
Yeah, I have. Not as much as Alabama, but yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of, like, activity in the sky. Here, I was actually surprised. I thought there would be more, but not really. It's still a lot, though. I mean, the chemtrails and everything, but not UFOs as much. I've seen, you know, I've seen a lot, but not as many. So, that's,
yeah. Okay. Well, it's really a treat having you and Joe here. So stay on the line. And Carol has a really cool story to share. She shared it in chat, and I told her please call in and share it tonight. It's about her confirmation of Obama being the Antichrist. And you know what? Who cares? Like, some people, you know, it took them a while to believe it. For me, I believed it when God told my son, okay? Because I would say, oh, yeah, he's a type of Antichrist, but he's not the guy. I mean, come on, he's not impressive. And I had all those arguments. And even though I stood by Jonathan Kleck and supported him 100% since 2012, that's the one thing I just didn't agree. When I would tell my students about Jonathan Kleck and to watch their videos, I said, I'm not quite sure that Obama is the Antichrist, guys. That's the only thing I said, I know he's a bad guy. And I know he's a type of one, but I don't know if he's the guy. Well, when the Lord fell on my son on November 19th of 2013, he told my son, he said, Obama is the Antichrist and Pope Francis is the false prophet. And I said, son, ask the Lord, is he a type of Antichrist or is he the Antichrist? And he said, right away God said to him, he said, Mom, God told me he's the Antichrist. So since that day, I have believed it 100%. And he will be really impressive once we're gone and once his power comes on him. So you don't have to divide over it if you don't believe it, guys. We can still love each other. You know, I just know he is because I already had 2 dreams about him before the Lord fell on my son, so I knew he was a bad guy. But now I know for sure he is. So all the Jonathan stuff, Kleck, I believe 100% is right. Katie has made multiple videos saying he's the Antichrist. Carol recently has even more of a confirmation that I'm so excited she's going to share. So, Carol, welcome. Carol, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. I'm really, really, really excited. I just want to let you all know I had an awful day in the soulless realm, and that's exactly why I had an awful day. because I was in the soulish realm. If I had just remained in the spirit, everything would have been just hunky-dory, because that's where the hunky-doryness is in. And the Lord just reminded me a little while ago, you know, just don't worry about anything. Just think, get back in the realm. Get back into that paradigm shift of being in stage 5 and 6, okay? Just stay there, you know? Don't worry about anything else. So for me, it's a personal joy. I'm just sharing, you know, just that's neither here or there, but I'm just really happy right now. So I just
wanted to share. Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm just sharing my happiness, okay?
Yeah.
Now, back to the story.
See, Carol had a yucky day, and now she's happy. That's like a good testimony.
Oh, yeah, because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. That's why it's, you know, no matter how bad your days get, he's coming. And he's really, really coming. He doesn't tell me like he tells you guys today or a given a day, but he gives me signs. I mean, and I think he does that because he knows I like surprises. He gets a kick out of surprising me because he likes the way I react. He gets a kick out of my reaction. So he's not telling me precisely the day, but he always gives me these awesome hints or clues and very, very powerful ones. All right? So going back to 2007, see, Judy, you got your confirmation when the Lord fell on your son.
Okay. Yeah.
But I got my confirmation, or let me see, my awareness that Obama was the Antichrist back in 2007 when he started, when he was running for president. See, the last, right before I think when he got nominated for the Democratic Party, he spoke in Denver, and I don't know if any of you saw this, the stage he was on, but it was a very demonic-like stage because it had all the props of a Greek or a Roman temple. And it had all the pillars, and right away the group I was on were all talking about Pergamum and how Satan is seated in Pergamum. That's what Revelation chapter 2, when it's talking about the church in Pergamum, says, you know, that's where his seat is. And then he went to Germany, and also, what was he doing in Germany campaigning? But he was over there too. So that's when, you know, that's when I started getting all the awareness about Obama being the Antichrist, all right? And then, and so when, in fact, we were so sure that when he got inaugurated on January 21st of 2008, we thought for sure we were going to be raptured that day because we thought he was going to rise up. That was it. I knew. So you see, I was already rapture centric back then, and I already knew that the Pope was the false prophet. Because in 2005, when Pope Paul John II died, and I saw all the hoopla on TV, I saw the whole thing. I was appalled and shocked and realized that the Holy Spirit hit me and told me right away, we're living in the last days. And at that point, I did everything. I just started searching and searching for you know, clues on what to expect.
Tell us your most recent discovery.
So that day,
yeah,
I picked up a book, and it was a book that is a commentary on the book of Revelation. Oh, And I'm going to read to you, which is a very short little paragraph, of how it was so prophetic for today's date. Okay. This
Amen.
Past week, if anybody saw the Drudge Report for 2 days in a row, and I believe it was Tuesday and Wednesday, Drudge put, you know, a Photoshop picture of Obama in a Superman costume. One was a full costume of him in wearing the Superman outfit, and the other one was him kind of with a Clark Kent, you know, taking off his shirt, showing the Superman emblem. Okay? Right? So, you know, and immediately I thought of the book, that the commentary that I read. All right? Now, the other historical event that I want everybody to remember, because it's important to what I'm about to share, has to do with when he became president in 2008, Obama began to appoint SARs left and right. I think there were more SARs appointed than cabinet members, and they were just, he was just spitting them out left and right. Okay?
Yeah.
So this book that I picked up in 2008, okay, is a very detailed commentary on almost every verse of the book of Revelation. The author is Clarence Larkin. Some of you may have heard of him, some may not. But he lived in the late 1800s, and you talk about somebody who was rapture-centric. He was, and Israel had not even become a nation yet. He died in 1925, and in 1920 he wrote this commentary, and this is what he writes. Okay, the Antichrist, who is the white horse rider, will be Satan's Superman. The scriptures clearly teach that there
is... Wait, did you guys hear that? Did you hear what Carol just said? He'll be the Superman. And Carol just said, they just showed him the last three pictures on the Drudge Report, had a Superman, did you say?
Yes, he had the...
Okay, so go ahead.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right?
Go ahead.
And then he goes on to say that the scriptures clearly teach that there is someday to arise a human being who shall be the embodiment of all satanic power. He will be known as the Willful King, because he shall do according to his own will. He will be the Tsar of Tsars. He wrote this in 1920. Look
at wow.
that.
Isn't that a good
you
find?
Is that, tell me, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps right now. Think about what he is doing. Everybody has been so upset with him, even his own party, because he's just taking the authority away from Congress in signing executive orders left and right. Now, I'm not a politician or anything, right? But you know, he's just, you know, he doesn't care what Congress says. If he's going to, he wants it done, he's taking authority and writing whatever, you know, passing this law, passing that bill, whatever. He doesn't care. Why? Because he is a willful king. He does everything according to his will. When I read, in 2008, I read this. I said, wow, that's interesting that he writes he will be Satan's Superman. And
yes.
then this week, in the Drudge Report, 2 days in a row, they show Obama's picture wearing a Superman costume. One fully, the full costume, and then the second one, he's dressed like Clark Kent, where he pulls off his shirt, and you can see the Superman emblem. And third, back in 2008, when he you know, was already in office, he started appointing guards left and right, left and right, left and right. So you see, when I saw the Superman costume this week, that was God's sign, totally confirming to me. Not only that, because
yeah.
I already suspected, you know, I already knew. But
yeah.
to me, that just goes to show, the Lord is right at the
yep.
door. Right at the door.
Yes.
He is right
at the door.
Everybody that is saying, you know, everybody that is getting, you know, the clues that he's coming today, yeah, he is for me, you know, for me that was it. Today, when I saw that, I knew that this is it, guys. This is it.
Yep.
This
I
is
really
it,
like
so.
That, Carol. And the fact that you pulled that up from a writing so long ago is incredible. Okay, now, I want to also say this. I got an email from our wonderful friend Jared, who's rapture-centric, who doesn't ever call in, but he's part of our family, and he wanted me to share a flirt. Well, he said I didn't have to, but I want to share it with you guys. So he sends me emails of the funny things God does, so here I go. Okay, so yesterday, here's what Jared's saying. On my way to work, I looked up into the sky, and right below the sun were three jets flying directly behind one another, evenly spaced. They were flying at a high altitude, and each of them had a vapor trail of exactly the same length. So it looked like three evenly spaced white lines, like the white dotted lines in the center of a road. I've never seen three jets flying so closely back to back. I instantly thought of 3 days, due to them being right beneath the sun, and I knew this was all God. This was on 9/11. So 3 days from then would be 9/14. And you guys know that's a really special day because that's the day that God set my alarm, and we're looking at the 14th, 15th translation days. Anywho, then Jared goes on to say, then this morning, 9/12, on my way to work, coincidence, guys? I don't know. You decide. I looked up and saw two planes flying below the sun, ha-ha, one with a really long vapor trail and the other behind it with a short vapor trail. I feel like this could definitely be a countdown from the Lord leading up to September 14th. Who knows? He's a weirdo. He is a weirdo. Our God's a weirdo. He's shady. He's fun. He's crazy. And so I wanted to share this because I know we all get flirted with, and I'm telling people to call in because Jesus Christ, our pastor, he wants to hear all the different voices giving him glory. And so Jared, our new friend Ben, has called in. So, Ben, please share with us what the Lord is doing with you.
Hey,
and what's going on in your world. Ben's world. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Yeah, I was just wanting to, you know, on the subject of Obama, just call in and give a little bit of encouragement. I originally thought that the 1611 King James Version Bible was the first Bible that was translated to English, and it's not. Like, the Bible that we got now has 66 books. You know, that number 66 right there kind of, you know, raises an eyebrow. But the 1611 version has 18 more books inside of it than the one that we have now. And so that lets you know, like, for the people who are like, I'm only going to, you know, restrict God to just being what's inside those 66 books in the Bible, lets them, you know, if they would, you know, consider that, that would let them know that they're not getting the whole, you know, they're not getting everything. I mean, there's probably more out there that's been taken out that we don't know anything about. Well, anyway, I did some research, and, like, there was, I think, about 5-8 more versions. I'd say about, like, 5 or 6, I don't know, more versions of the Bible that came before the 1611 King James Version, and they were mm-hmm. written in English, too. And in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, it says, and all those versions, it says, that day shall not come until the departure happen first and the son of perdition be revealed. And, you know, like we're talking about Obama, a lot of us believe that Obama is the man of perdition, the man of sin, the Antichrist that the Bible talks about. And when you combine those two verses together, that lets you know that, like, you know, hey, we're going home pretty soon. But another thing I think people need to consider, when you read the Bible, it says when it talks about standing in the holy place, the abomination of desolation, standing in the holy place, it says in parentheses right there, let he who readeth understand. In other words, there's something more meaningful than what immediately hits the eye. And over again, when I kept reading that, it let me know that you know, when he's talking about the holy place, he's talking about you. Like, a lot of people are waiting for the Jews to build, like, a third temple, and they might. I don't know. They might. But I really believe that what Jesus is trying to let us know there is that, you know, there's something going on beyond just what we see, and we are the holy place that he speaks of. So anyway, like, I uploaded two videos today, and one was about the Matrix, and at the beginning of the video, I put a link to where Sophia Stewart, creator of the Matrix, she says she based it off of the Bible. And, you know, I put that interview in the description so people can see it for themselves, you know, or hear it for themselves. And, you know, this thing about the red pill and the blue pill, he's like, you're born into a prison that you can't see, taste, feel, or touch, you know, a prison for your mind. And the Bible says you're born into sin, you're born into bondage, you know. And, you know, I only drew, like, a few comparisons in between, like, what the Bible says and what's going on in the Matrix and stuff like that. But, like, I uploaded that video, and a movie like that, normally, like, you know, when you watch a lot of that stuff, you know, you can't, like, treat the movie The Matrix like it's the Bible or anything. But, like, when I watch that stuff, it kind of, like, sends my mind off in, like, a really weird direction. So what I did, I uploaded two videos. I uploaded that one, and then I uploaded, like, a really cool song after that, you know. Cause, like, some people can look at that information, and they'll get, like, overwhelmed and stuff like that. And so I don't want that to happen. I just put, like, an encouraging video right after that day.
Ben, I liked his videos to my channel, in case you can't find them, but it's lowercase b, the number 3, N-Z-Y-M-E, B3 enzyme, and starting with an M, and that's his YouTube channel. And he's a good researcher. Ben's a great researcher. I like the way you research. I like the way you put it out there. By the way, the last video you put out, God's Great Dance Floor by Chris Tomlin, it's not available. I said, when I went to go play it, I mean, I've already seen the video. It's a great video, but not, I didn't see you. Yours says that it is not available in this country.
Oh, wow. Well, I downloaded it on my computer, so I can show you. I can show you a website you can go to and download it straight to MP3, so you can do whatever you got to do with it.
Yeah, no, I have it.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome, but I just wanted you to know that that video is not
I was,
uploading.
Like, jumping around and stuff. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a great song.
But anyway,
but thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right.
Sharon.
No, that was it. I was just wanting to say that's all I was wanting to share tonight, but thank you for letting me on, and God bless all of you.
Yeah, don't get off yet. Okay, so, guys, by the way, when Carol was talking, I unmuted everyone, so I didn't get to do my traditional hello. So hello to Alana and Keith and Leah and Pat, and just welcome, guys. Everybody want to chime in? Everyone's unmuted. What do you have to share, y'all?
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
I'm loving listening. Boy, wow.
Hello, everyone.
Wow. Yeah.
I love you all.
Love you. I love you guys.
Love you, Jesus.
Wow. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Hey,
exciting.
Guys. How are you? This is Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Alana.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, if y'all get a second, I got a major flirt for you.
Yeah,
oh,
we want to hear
it
now. Tell us.
Go, girl.
Okay. All right. So I'm sitting and, you know, doing my professional thing, and I walk into, I'm in the medical field, and I walk into an office, and, of course, everybody's there behind the desk, and they've got all their computers up, and I understand how this goes. And people are going, wait a minute, the EMR is down. Oh, whoa, wait a minute, Nihon is down. Wait a minute, the Internet is down. Wait a minute, I can't get my phone. I'm like, okay, yes. At a moment that you did not anticipate, is this happening around? Y'all know. I thought, it's this. And I'm like, well, do I poop or do I scrap up? You know, what's it going to be? We're going to buck or we're going to roll? You know, what are we going to do? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give this a second, Lord. And it chilled out. But I was like, oh, this was just a weapons check. Okay.
Oh, wow.
But all the computer systems go down one after one after one.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, now. Anyway, I had to tell y'all that because That was my flirt today.
Okay.
Well, he's flirting with all of us.
Oh,
yeah. I can imagine how you must have felt. Like, I just could imagine. You were like, oh, my gosh.
Freaking out.
I wasn't freaking out either. I was
no,
like,
I'm kidding. I was, like, wondering.
I'm on shield. We are rocket loaders. I'm right there, yo. Right there, the student.
Oh, that's precious.
Now, remember,
Alana
has stood in the parking lot of her job with a white dress on, waiting for the Lord to come. So, you know what I'm saying? She's got big faith. That's very cool.
Aww.
Hey, Alana, Rosemary in the chat room said you had your goggles on.
Rojo, I was thinking about you straight up. I was thinking about you. I was like, I wish I had Rojo here because I would say, goggles on, girl.
Oh, my.
Check. Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Roger and
I love it. I just posted Ben's latest video in the chat room, and then you can subscribe to his channel. We're so blessed to have Ben pop up here at the last minute and be a part of our RCC family.
He's in RCC Facebook chat, too, now. So, yeah, we're definitely blessed.
Yes, he has joined the cult. Just kidding. Okay. Jesus is our cult leader, okay? That's what's up. Okay. What's that?
Gave him the Kool-Aid already.
You know what? He already had the Kool-Aid by the time he jumped in chat.
Okay.
Yep.
It's true. So we have 3 more minutes. Who all wants to share? We have 3 minutes. Bride.
I was just going to say I had an awful, well, I had a, my day at work. I'm definitely stage 6. My mind is not on things or happenings on Earth. My mind was like in the fog again today, so I'm so ready to get out of here.
Yeah,
we all are.
My spiritual body is here. My Earth mind is not.
Mm-hmm. It's stage 6. It really is stage 6. I didn't think we could go into a stage 6, but I'm seeing stage 6 on a lot of people. Be encouraged if you're in stage 6. Your mind is a big fog. You can't really think straight because all you have your mind on is this big wedding. And it's okay. Be encouraged. It means we're leaving. Jesus wouldn't make you completely not able to function if he wasn't taking you, okay, guys? He's not weird like that. He knows what we need to do on this earth until he gets here. And so just be encouraged. But Tana has tomorrow off. She has the weekend off. She never has Saturdays off, so I'm really excited.
And you know what? I'm thinking it's Saturday. Jerry, you say Sunday, Monday, but I think it's Sunday. I keep going to scriptures. I'm getting the same one about Jesus being Lord of the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Let's go Saturday. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Sabbath starts tonight.
So I think it's 13.
Yep.
Right.
The Sabbath starts on Friday night.
Hey, right.
Yeah, listen, in addition to any date you get from God, it's today. So I believe it's today
with
my whole heart. And you guys, flower. Our new word for today is flower because we're sick of saying today. Flower. Flower.
Okay.
Flower.
Flower.
Yeah, so Tressie, I'm glad you found Fenster there. And Tressie's from Norway. We have the coolest people in our church. I love our place fight. Okay, you guys, well, the Spirit and the Bride say, give it your best yell. Spirit and the Bride
come,
say,
Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Jesus. We love you.
Come, flower,
come
Jesus.
Today.
We
come
love you, Jesus. Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We love you.
We love you.
We're going crazy
come
down here.
Us.
We need you, Lord Jesus. Rescue us, please. Our night and
we're
time.
We're heart-sick.
Love
we're
you.
Heart-sick, Dan. Come, get her
yes,
done.
We are.
Get
we're
her done.
Sick.
Get her done.
Bad,
come and get her. Maranatha.
Get her done, Daddy.
Get her done.
Amen.
That's a good one.